Hello. It is Monday, March 18th, 2013. We are in the Washington Ballroom in the Marriott Renaissance Grand Hotel in St. Louis for the Goodwill reception, which is due to begin in just a few minutes. So there will be a bit of dead air time after this announcement. And then following that, you may hear the noise of milling people. And then following that, you will hear the thrilling speeches and awards that will be made. This is your media person, Sandy Arlinghouse, giving you information. Okay, Sandy, this is a little tape recorder.
Okay.
And I tested it, and I hope it works.
Okay, wait, I'm just going to take it.
Sandy DiMartino is the chair of the Goodwill Committee, and you'll probably hear her voice fairly soon.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I hope you've all had a chance to have something to eat and a glass of wine. I thought it was very nice of the hotel to think to pour our wine ahead of time so we didn't have to wait in line for that. So I'd like to welcome you to the spring 2013 meeting of the Eileen Ossowski Goodwill Committee. I'm Sandy DiMartino, and I am the chair of this committee. We have a very full meeting today because there are quite a few people that we are going to honor. I'd like to introduce you to our new co-chairs. If they would please stand, Marilyn Villower, Sandy Arlinghouse, Juhi Janicki, and Denise Saul. Roger Smith from California and Carol Hamilton from Florida couldn't be with us today, but they are also part of our co-chairs. I want you to know that I look at the co-chairs as a committee within a committee, so that I hope that you will all take an interest in coming up with new ideas and things that the committee could do for the betterment of Bridge. So if you see any of our co-chairs, please share your ideas with them. I now would like to introduce you to Robert Hartman, our Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Sandy. It's just so great to see all of these faces that do so much for the game of bridge. Just walking around, I bumped into an astronaut. I bumped into one of the world's greatest bridge teachers. And it's just so great to have everybody here that's part of the bridge community that does so much for Goodwill. We have a couple of new faces in the room, and they're here from the Alzheimer's Association. And as you may know, the Alzheimer's Association and the ACBL are partnering on a special event that's going to be held on June 21st, and it's called The Longest Day. And I have the business card from one of the folks from the Alzheimer's Association, and their motto is the compassion to care, the leadership to conquer. And I could say that almost the same motto for this group of folks here and spreading goodwill. So we hope that clubs will participate in this day. We want to promote Bridge in the local community. We want to promote the cause of Alzheimer's to make people aware of how many people are suffering, and also the caretakers. That's an important part of this mission is the longest day really symbolizes the plight of the caretaker from sunrise till late in the evening, and how difficult it is to take care of somebody with the disease. So the folks from the Alzheimer's Association are going to be located near the escalator, right by the snack bar. And after the reception, we hope that you'll stop by. You just fill out three sentences, and that gets your club registered. We just need your name, and your ACBL number and whatnot. It's very easy to do. So we hope that everybody in this room will help this great cause, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Robert. And now, President of the ACBL for 2013, Don Manuel.
Thank you, Sandy. When we come here for an NABC, one of the very important parts is our bridge competition. And we're a competitive bunch. If we have a way for a half a match point, we find a way to make sure we get it. But aside from that competitive part of our bridge experience, there is also an equally important part, and that is the social side of it. We could all just show up, play cards, and turn around and go back to our rooms, but we don't. We enjoy the time we spend together, the friendships we make, the people we have. This committee is designed to honor and to foster goodwill. And this is what makes it where you come to the table and you walk away, and even if your head has been handed to you on a platter, you say, you know, those were really nice folks as they cut my heart out. They weren't nice. But what I want to ask and challenge this group is that you have all been honored as representatives exemplifying goodwill in our game, taking us from being merely a competitive body and turning us into a group where we enjoy the total bridge experience. Because it is the total experience that really makes our event so wonderful. So my challenge to all of you is, give people a reason to want to come back to our game. Make it so that when they leave our game, be it at the club level, a sectional, a regional, or an NABC, they'll say, I had a great experience. And that's what we really provide, is the bridge experience. I had a great experience. Not only do I want to come back, but I want my friends to come back. You are our ambassadors in this role of the goodwill, of the social side of our game. I thank you for all the work you've done in the past, and I challenge you to match that again as we go forward in our future. Thank you very much, and back to Sandy.
Will other members of the board of directors please stand and be recognized? And now, if there are new Goodwill members here today, if you would please stand and let us know what state you are from, what district, and your name. Anyone here for the first time?
Cecily Kohler, District 6.
Welcome, Cecily. Welcome. Anyone else? Anyone down the other end of the room? Welcome. We welcome you all very much to our committee. And will all the District 8 Goodwill members that are here please stand? Is that the wrong district? When watching the Academy Awards this year and in other years, the winners often say how honored they are to be chosen from such a talented group. I feel very strongly that in many ways, The next awards that we are giving are given to those people who come from this talented group. And I feel a little bit like the host on the Academy Awards. Of course, I said to my husband, who didn't think it was very funny, that this year's host will probably not be back again. So, but anyway, the envelope, please, for our next awards. Our host, District Director of District 8, Georgia Heth, would like to welcome you and present an award to a local player. Georgia.
I'm Georgia Heth. I'm the district director from District 8. Michael Carmen is our tournament chairman. Michael, would you announce the winner of the award?
I'm having a trouble reading it.
Okay.
It appears to be my name.
It's your name. I got him here by telling him he had to help me make the presentation, and it wasn't a lie because he has to help me with the presentation. I've been on our district board for 24 years. Michael was there when I came. He's been the tournament coordinator for St. Louis Unit for decades. He's run how many nationals?
This is my third.
This is his third national. He is the hardest working man in Bridge. I am thrilled to be able to give this award to you, Michael. You deserve it, no end.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, picture taking time.
It's the local volunteer, the best volunteer in District 8. You are the best volunteer in District 8.
I'm the only one that stood up.
And we're not married.
We would also like to thank Glenn Smith, who is a co-chairman with Michael, and thank you so much to all the volunteers in District 8 who have worked so hard on this wonderful tournament. And now we turn to our Goodwill Member of the Year. The ACBL would like to express their appreciation to Joe Oliver for his wonderful work and volunteerism in his district and throughout Bridge. I'd just like to coin a phrase from a letter that came to us nominating you for this award. They stated that your goodwill and compassion transformed a Bridge Union. That your kindness to a fellow Bridge player started educational programs which helped increase ACBL membership, and you helped the unit to find a new home. So congratulations, Joe. Margo Hennings, the district director from District 6, would also like to say a few words about Joe. And Joe, if you'd like to come up and receive your plaque also. Congratulations, Joe.
Good, Joe. Thank you, Sandy. I don't want to take too much of your time, but I thought just a couple of little personal vignettes about Joe might be in order. He is, in fact, one of six brothers, and together with his mom and dad, used to go on many family camping trips. And sitting around the campfire, what were you going to do but you were going to play cards? You had a family of eight, you packed them up, not too much room to take anything with you, but a deck of cards was always, there was always enough space for a deck of cards. So they sat around the fire and they played spades and hearts, and it became a natural progression to get to Bridge, because not all of us start in a family that has a ready-made two teams for the Swiss event, okay? So this was just a natural. His father, Ken, who actually taught him how to play Bridge, the mechanics, and also about the thinking part of the game, is here with Joe today. He came from California. It turns out that Joe has a brother here in St. Louis, and when I first heard that, I thought, oh, how great is that? But when I found out, you know, there were five brothers, the, you know, likelihood of that being the case just increased. So, but anyway, if you don't know who Joe's dad is, it's very easy to tell. Apparently, the two wives really enjoy buying matching shirts, and they call each other before the tournaments and make sure the appropriate matching shirts are packed. So could I ask Joe's dad, all the way from California, who taught his son to play bridge, to please stand? Come on, this is Ken. So you read in the bulletin all about Joe. There was a lovely article in this month's bulletin, and heard briefly from Sandy why he was the selection this year. And I'd just like to have Joe himself say a few words about his award and why he thinks he's here.
Well, thank you very much. This is really a tremendous honor. I can't tell you how much pleasure it gives you to be recognized for something that you really, I really love, the game of bridge. And I was, you know, fortunately given that appreciation at a very young age, and it's been with me through my whole life. So when I have an opportunity to, you know, do something related to bridge, it's, you know, it's really a pleasure. And have an opportunity as a teacher, and they say what we really need is a teacher that can teach people that have absolutely no idea what this game's about, and will you do it? I said, you know, right away, I said, yes, I would love to do that. And, you know, these people come in, they know absolutely nothing, they're very worried, and I say, you are going to love this game. There's a place for you in bridge, no matter how good you are or how bad you are. There's a place somewhere you can play in your kitchen, you can play in a rubber bridge game, you can play in a duplicate game, you can play in a national championship. This is the greatest game that there is. And, you know, that kind of goes over to my students. They get pretty excited, and they do quite well, and they learn, you know, this game is complicated, but it's not impossible. And we found out that by having these students, you know, develop, they're like the lifeblood of our unit. And I think not only the lifeblood of our unit, but eventually the lifeblood of the whole game is bringing in the new players. And they're out there. And I think, you know, and everywhere, the baby boom is here. These people are excited to find opportunities to do things that that they enjoy, and they can have has a social aspect. It's a really a wonderful thing, and I look forward to teaching bridge for a long time. If my other students, my high school students, will ever give me a chance to retire from that job, then I can teach a little more bridge, and I think that would be wonderful. But thank you very much for the award, and it's my pleasure to accept it. Thank you.
And now I would like Chairman of the Board, Sharon Anderson, to step up, and she will present the award for our Volunteer of the Year.
The first thing I want to do is I want to thank this committee for recognizing that not only volunteers, but the recognition of volunteers is absolutely key and essential to the ACBL. So thank you for the National Goodwill Committee for recognizing that. The second thing is that one of the big challenges for me last year as president of the ACBL was to, one of the duties in my list of duties was to decide who would be the 2012 Volunteer of the Year. Now, how would you go about choosing a volunteer in this organization of 167,000 members? Any ideas? Well, that was my job. Don't you think that's a hard job? So let me tell you what I did, because I didn't know how to do that. So I appointed a great task force to the board to help me think about that. And this award is named after Nadine Wood, who was a fabulous model volunteer in the ACBL. So, and the people who served on that committee knew Nadine. So they helped me understand what Nadine's qualities were. Then I sent a letter out to all the district presidents, all my colleagues on the board, all the unit presidents, and I asked them if they would please help me. And I asked them to send me a note if they had a recommendation for me of somebody who they felt was good enough to be the ACBL Volunteer of the Year. I also asked the little task force, they designed an applique because we couldn't recognize everybody, so they thought it would be a good idea to have an applique that says Outstanding ACBL Volunteer. So we were able to do that. I received 237 letters of recommendation for this award, and it was really fun for me to read them. I then took all of those letters and I did an analysis of the qualities that people talked about when they thought this person is deserving of this award, and I just want to summarize what they were. They were in two different areas. One was, these folks have a great attitude. They build and empower others. They're just enthusiastic. They are hospitable and welcoming ambassadors. You know anybody like that? Okay. So those were some of the attitudes absolutely essential for a volunteer. Also, they mentioned a lot of skills and a lot of different people. So number one was, these are folks who are willing to do anything. Whatever the job is, whatever needs to get done, they step up. You know anybody like that? Okay. They're organizers, they're teachers, they're directors, they're club managers, they're mentors, they're promoters of our game, they're mediators, and they work behind the scenes. Is that a pretty comprehensive list of skills that we know from our volunteers? Well, I want you to meet the 2012 Volunteer of the Year, and what she is really models a lot of these behaviors. First of all, she's a member of the National Charity and Goodwill Committees, so that indeed tells you she's been recognized by her colleagues in her home district. When I talk with people about her, they talked about her as a worker bee, a helper, somebody who pitches in. She manages at her club. She serves on the District 20 Board of Directors. She's a teacher, and she's a hostess extraordinaire. It is absolutely my pleasure to introduce you to Sue Croning from Seaside, Oregon.
Well, I owe a lot to Bridge because I'm an immigrant to this wonderful country. And at one stage, I found myself in Phoenix, Arizona, where I knew absolutely nobody. And I went to the Bridge Club, and the Bridge Club embraced me with open arms, and in no time, I had a whole lot of new friends. Of course, I only played alcohol, so I had to learn a highly artificial system where one club or one diamond did not mean you had four of that suit, and this was called Standard American. While I was in Phoenix, I was volunteering to do the newsletter, and through that I met my wonderful husband Robert, without whom I would never be standing here, because the spouse always does a whole lot of things. So thank you to Robert. Most of my volunteering and teaching has been done in Seaside, Oregon. Now, this is a small unit with a big heart and a great tournament, September 30 and the first week of October. While teaching there, I had an idea that I'd like to pass on to you. I think it's so important for all of us volunteers and Goodwill members to nurture new players. Now, teachers run wonderful courses, but somehow players come with different expectations than the teacher. The student comes and they imagine themselves playing in someone's home with friends. We have the expectations that they will come to the club and play duplicate among strangers, and so we lose a lot of them. Now, two new teachers in my unit have found a winning formula. When they finish the class, they run a little sanctioned game in one of their homes. And after the duplicate game, they serve dinner and a glass of wine. Now, the people love this, and nearly all of our players, those students, are now venturing out into the open games. So the idea I'd like to leave you with is this. We may be intimidated sitting at the bridge table, but we're all equal at the dinner table. And thank you so much to Sharon Anderson of ACBL for this microphone.
Also, we would like to give a special congratulations to our 2012 Honorary Members of the Year, Millard Nockway and Audrey Grant. This award, which was presented earlier this week, is made to an ACBL member who has given freely of their time and ability in the interest and welfare of our game without wanting a reward. I'd like to please, Audrey Grant, I believe you are here. Would you please stand and be recognized? Millard is sadly missed by our bridge community. I feel very humble after hearing of these awards and the time and commitment given by our honorees. Please wear your goodwill pin. Players will ask you what it stands for, and you can proudly explain that you are a member of a committee who attempts to spread goodwill among both its partners and your opponents. We all love and support this game, and we want to continue to do this with this game that we all so love. So we can be competitive, but remind others we can also be ethical, caring, and friendly. Thank you so much for coming. I'd like to thank the ACBL staff for, as usual, a wonderful reception. And thank you all, each and every one of you. And wear those goodwill pins. Thank you. Yes. The ones that I missed all up. And I
Well, I wasn't writing fast enough to.
Have you all seen that? You see it?
Hi, Andy, you did great.
Oh, thank you. I'm
nervous. Of course, you've seen that.
Yes, I have.
Anyway, well, I find that helpful. Anyway, count it down.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, I'm going to thank you.